This is Nashville Soccer Insiders, presented by Nissan and brought to you by the Nashville Soccer Club with your host and soccer know-it-all, Julian Council, on Nashville's home for ESPN Radio.
ESPN.
94.9 Game 2.
Welcome in. It's Nashville Soccer Insiders here on ESPN 94.9 Game 2. I am Julian Council. We are presented by Nissan and brought to you by the Nashville Soccer Club. Every week I have to tell you, I have to remind you, I am not a know-it-all. I'm just a guy who has a passion for the game. I do not want to disappoint. So we are here. We are here today on Saturday, June 24, 2017, in a beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. And joined this week, I will be joined by Charlie Celentano, who is the Director of Relevant Sports, which helps to promote the International Champions Cup, which is coming here to Nashville on Saturday, July 29th. Tottenham Hotspur and Manchester City will both be here. Two premier teams from the Premier League in England will be here in Nashville, Tennessee. Hans Hobson, Executive Director of Tennessee State Soccer Association, will be joining me at 8:30. We'll talk about the new partnership between Nashville Soccer Club and the Tennessee State Soccer Association and what that means for soccer here in the state of Tennessee, and especially here in Nashville, in the middle state of the state. But joined for the first 30 minutes, going to be joined by Blake Wilson, forward for Nashville Soccer Club's U23 team, and Shaq Adams, also a forward for Nashville Soccer's U23 team. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Doing well.
I'm great.
So let's start here, guys. So, Blake, you're from Tampa, Florida. I feel like soccer in Florida is been pretty big for a while now. Everyone always thinks about football, but soccer seems like they have a pretty good culture down there. What has kind of been your takeaway early on? I mean, it's been a couple months now that you've been down here. What's been your takeaway of kind of the culture down there compared to what's been like playing for Nashville SC?
Yeah, well, in Tampa, they have the Tampa Rowdies, who are now USL, and it seems pretty similar to here. They're both pushing for MLS teams, and I've been here for 2 months now, and as opposed to my whole life in Tampa, but I definitely feel this city is really hungry for some soccer here in Nashville. So, I think it's pretty similar to down in Tampa, both pushing for MLS spots. Now they're both in the USL. So,
yeah, and Shaq, you grew up here. It's got to be pretty special for you to be a part of the Nashville Soccer Club, U23 team, having grown up in the middle part of the state and seeing, like, you know, soccer grow.
Yeah, it's a really great feeling to know that a lot of people in Nashville actually take interest in soccer here. And since Nashville is growing a lot more than from when I was little, the expansion's amazing. And being able to be a part of this experience is great.
Is that a new thing? The love for soccer here in Nashville? Or is that something that you think has grown over time?
I think it's been here, but we're seeing it now because we're able to put stuff together like the Nashville SC team, because last year I played on the Nashville FC team and we still got a lot of love and support from the fans just as much as we do now.
Okay, cool. Good stuff, man. So, Blake, you're down there at Georgia Southern in the Sun Belt. What's your experience been so far? You're about to be a senior down there for the Eagles. What's your experience been so far playing collegiate soccer compared to what's been like this summer, you know, coming here and playing developmental?
Yeah, I've been in college for about 3 years now, and it's been a pretty great experience. Training every day, get to play soccer every day, and you know, there's nothing more I'd want to do. And here in Nashville, get to play soccer every day and get more games under my belt to prepare myself for my senior year. So far, it's been a great experience at college, great experience here, and just looking forward to continue playing.
So, what are some of the things that you're going to take away from this summer that you think will help you and your team this fall?
Well, last summer I had to get surgery, so coming in the preseason I was not very fit, obviously. So I think just staying fit, staying sharp will help me personally coming to preseason a lot prepared than last season. So it's definitely important to stay in shape and get these games under my belt to prepare myself.
Listen, Nashville Soccer Insiders here on ESPN 94.9 Game 2. He's Blake Wilson. He's Shaq Adams of Nashville Soccer Club's U23 team. And Shaq, you're local, but you're playing down there at Florida Gulf Coast, affectionately known as Dunk City. And you were telling me you guys had a pretty good season. I mean, what are some of the things that you're looking to take away from this summer, especially going into your sophomore season after only playing 1 year D1 ball so far, that you think will help your team? Because you guys already have a pretty strong side down there.
For me personally, I want to become a lot more fitter than I was last year going into season. And also that since I'm playing a new position for a year and a half now, I really kind of cracked down and really worked on it in practice, especially listening to everything that my coach is telling me and just listening to past experienced players in that position too. And basically, I think I've just gotten a lot better over time learning this new position. And I think that's what I'm going to take away when I go back.
So what were you playing before?
I actually played striker and in the midfield a little bit.
And then you move out to the wing.
Yeah.
Has that been a difficult transition for you? Is that something that you wanted to do, or is it just kind of like, hey, you should kind of move out here?
It was difficult at first because I had no idea what I was doing because I only played in the middle side of the field for like my entire life. And once I moved out, it was kind of like I'm not getting the ball as much, so I have to trust my teammates more to get me the ball. When I was learning, going through the learning process with my coaches, they basically helped me out and talked me through what I need to do if I want the ball more, or what I need to do so I can create space for my other teammates. And cool. It's been pretty smooth so far.
Cool. So how'd you guys, I know you're from here, Shaq, but you're from Tampa and went down to Georgia Southern. How'd you find your way to play for National Soccer Club's U23 team?
Well, after not being able to play last summer, I was definitely looking for a place to play this summer. I had read about how Nashville was having a PDL team that was associated with the USL team next year. So I came up to the open tryout in February, talked to Kyle, or my coach from college talked to Kyle before, came, tried out. He offered me a position, and that's how I've been here.
So you just showed up.
Yeah, I just showed up.
Because I know we've talked to Kyle. We talked to a lot of guys who have come here, and a few of them, like, they were scouted. But yeah, you just kind of showed up like, hey, I want this.
Me and Kyle had no idea who each other were before the summer. So, yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, you weren't apprehensive at all just coming up here. Like, you have like a pretty good feeling that this was going to work out.
I mean, this was the first tryout I did, and he offered me a spot, and Nashville's a great place to spend the summer. So, I thought it'd be a great fit. So.
Yeah, and Shaq, you played last year for Nashville FC. So it was just kind of, how did you get to there? And was it just kind of a clear choice for you to come back this summer for SC?
Yeah, it was a pretty clear choice to come back here because, I mean, my mom and my brother's here, so I said might as well stay where I can be close to my family. And I think that was probably the best choice that I made.
And Blake, you're talking about Nashville's a pretty nice place to stay for the summer. I mean, what was appealing about playing here for Nashville SC? Was it the fact that you're just in Nashville, or was the fact that you're being a part of something new?
Both. Definitely the USL is a great opportunity for us to be looked at by the professional team. And also, I'm a huge country music fan, so spending the summer in Nashville is a great opportunity.
Did you make your way to CMA Fest?
No, we were actually away that whole week, which was a bit disappointing, but yeah.
Have you been to any concert, any country concert?
I actually went to see Scotty McCreery yesterday at iHeart radio station, so that was pretty fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shaq, are you a big country guy?
I don't mind. I listen to anything.
It just comes with the territory of being a Nashville native, basically. Yeah. I mean, it is cool, man. I mean, I've only been here about 6 months now, and you can feel the energy around the city, especially, you know, with this past spring, early summer with the Predators going that run. And have you guys kind of felt that vibe carry over to your matches? Because I know out on Saturday night there's about, I think, 1,700 people out seeing a U23 match. It had to be pretty exciting to see that kind of crowd support early on.
Yeah, it's very exciting to see that many people come out and actually take interest in us, because growing up here, soccer is not the number one sport, and usually football, and especially the Predators and how great they do every year, they get a lot of people. So it was actually great to see that we got over 1,000-plus fans come and watch our games.
Blake?
Yeah, definitely. I think I can definitely feel the energy in the city. I've been downtown to watch a few of the Predators game when they're making their great run. And, yeah, I can definitely see that carry over to our games. We had a lot of fans out at our last game. I feel like they're growing every game, so... definitely is a cool environment to play in.
Was that something you expected when you came down here, that you would have that kind of fan support?
I did not know what to expect. Haven't been in the city ever, didn't know what the people were like, what the feel for the city was like. But, yeah, it's definitely a lot better than I had expected.
Awesome, Mom. So, on the other side, I want to talk to you guys kind of about, I mean, your team's been pretty strong so far. You had a setback on Wednesday night, but that, I mean, that is what it is, and it's all in the past. You got a game tonight against Derby City Rovers from Louisville at 7 o'clock at Vanderbilt Soccer Complex. So I want to kind of talk about how you guys have meshed so far, and then, you know, take a look down the future, what kind of what your goals are moving forward. You listen to National Soccer Insiders here on ESPN 94.9. Game 2, we'll be right back.
National Soccer Insiders is on Nashville's home for ESPN Radio. ESPN 94.9 Game 2.
Welcome back to National Soccer Insiders. I'm Julian Council. We're presented by Nissan and brought to you by the Nashville Soccer Club. Joining me this week from the Nashville SC's U23 team is Blake Wilson, forward from Tampa, plays for Georgia Southern, and Shaq Adams, Nashville native, also a forward who plays for Florida Gulf Coast. So, guys, I was going to tell you, I want to talk to you a lot about how, I mean, you played so far this year. I mean, Wednesday was the first time you've lost at home all season long to Peachtree City MOBA. Of course, I mean, got to be a frustrating loss, but you put that in the past. But outside of that, you guys have been really good. What has allowed you to come from all these schools and all these different age groups and classes to be able to mesh so well together?
Yeah, we started the season, I think, 5-0. We were real hot, and I think just we clicked from the beginning, from the first practice. Obviously, I had never played with these players before. A few had played with each other, but I think Kyle did a really great job recruiting, and we've all clicked from the beginning. So, yeah, it's definitely contributed to our success so far this season.
Yeah, and Jack, you're one of those guys who played on FC last year, and now you're playing on SC. So you've played with a few of these guys. I mean, what has it been like for you being able to, like, kind of the guys that are returning, meshing with the new guys like Blake who came in?
It was pretty easy adapting to everyone's play styles, because coming from last year to this year, it was just a different environment. Like last year, it was more individually rather than teamwork. But this year, it's a lot more teamwork than individuals. And it was a pretty easy transition going from that.
What has changed from last year to this year when you're speaking about that?
I think Kyle, basically, he set the tone from the beginning of the first practice that we had and told us how things should go, how things are going to go. And honestly, from being around the guys from this year, they didn't mind talking to each other, having conversations with different people from outside of the country, and everybody just got along really fast.
Is it more, this is both for both of you, is it more difficult coming into college trying to mess with a team, or is it more difficult coming in here to a developmental team?
I feel like it's pretty similar, especially when you come in as a freshman. You have a whole new team you never met. You got to get along with the people you're playing with so you guys can perform on the field. And just like this, we've all came in. We've had to get along actually even quicker than a college season. So we had to get along pretty quickly, learn each other's style of play, to be able to play with each other on the field. But, yeah, it's pretty similar, just getting to know new people, play with new people.
Yeah, and check, you came down and played for FC before you even went to school last year. So, I mean, what was kind of like your thoughts on all that?
It was more, I just needed to make sure that I was prepared for my college season, because my college coaches recruited me based off of how my style of play and it will fit into their system. So for my team, it was pretty just a smooth transition. Again, just going from FC to my college team.
And you guys, you talk about it because you're preparing developmenting for developing for your college team, also hopefully for maybe a pro career. I mean, how do you manage kind of your workload throughout the summer as far as, you know, training and then getting back to school and still being fresh and prepared to play for a fall season?
Yeah, that was the biggest thing my college coach had spoke with me about, was making sure I didn't burn myself out over summer. So recovery has been huge this summer. It's obviously, we're training every day. We're playing, I think, 14 matches over the summer. So definitely recovering and making sure I'm managing my workloads to be fresh for preseason, which going into my senior year is a very important year for me. So,
what are some of the things that you do to kind of help get your body right?
Ice baths. I love ice baths. Foam roll, stretch, just pretty much anything I can do at the house. Take it easy during our off days. Just kind of manage my legs. So.
Yeah, Chuck, I mean, you're pretty young still. So, I mean, you're managing this and you're getting ready to go back to college for another season. I mean, what's it kind of been like for you trying to manage?
It was an experience from last year that I had because I had my club team playing, and then I would practice with Nashville FC in the beginning before I actually signed and ended up playing. But I had 3 trainings a day, and I kind of burned myself out before I went to college and kind of had to take a couple of days off when I went to college and get my legs back. But this year, I've been taking it a lot more easy on myself. But anytime I go home, I try to kick my legs up, get the blood flowing back in my legs, or I try to take an ice bath here and there and foam roll, stretch, all the little things that will help me for my college season.
Nice, nice. You're listening to Nashville Soccer Insiders here on ESPN 94.9 Game 2. I'm Julian Council. He's Shaq Adams. He's Blake Wilson. Both playing forwards for U23 team of Nashville SC. And let's go back. I mean, you guys have been so successful, and I mean, you played on the road. I mean, you had that 4-game stretch around the road, and you had a few draws. You had a loss or two, and yet you won. But then you come back home, and you drop a result on Wednesday night to a team that you'd beaten twice. And the old adage is always, it's hard to beat the same team 3 times. And that seemed to sort of be the case on Wednesday. I mean, what kind of things do you take from a game like that to against a team that you feel like you're better than to, you know, match tonight?
Well, we've talked about it in training. We also got a pretty harsh talk in the locker room about that loss. But we also have to fix our mistakes and make sure that things like that doesn't really affect us for this next game or happen again. So we had a long, long talk with our coaches about it, and I think we'll be a lot better this game.
Care to share what the message was?
Basically, it was just mostly we got to work harder as a team. We kind of let it slip in the first couple of minutes, and that was kind of not very good on our part. So next time we're going to have to really crack down and make sure that we're focused for the entire game and get a really good result.
You guys don't like those guys, Peace Treaty City and MOPA, do you? That's the second time I've seen you play. I mean, I saw you guys play them like your second match of the year, and it was chippy back then. And there's quite a few yellow cards, we'll say, on Wednesday night.
Yeah, they're a physical team. They like to get after you, and I'm a physical player too. So personally, I battle with them every game, and it gets chippy. Yeah, I got a yellow card last game. A bunch of their defenders got a yellow card. So yeah, they're a physical team. So
what is playing teams like that? You know, how does that help you moving forward? And like the rest of you have about 4 games left and then hopefully playoffs. So how does that help you moving forward the rest of the season and when you get to college? I feel like in college you're going to face a lot of guys like that who are going to be a lot more physical. And I mean, Shaq, you talk about you guys get into a tournament and you play teams like North Carolina who have guys who are bigger, faster, stronger than a lot of guys out there in the country. I mean, does that kind of help you feel like playing against teams that have that mentality like Peachtree City has?
Yeah, it helps a little bit because we're everywhere right now. Since we're the number one team in the league, a lot of people are going to try to play us like they want to. Obviously, even if it's the last place team, they want to beat us because we're at the top. So they're always going to be physical in every category. They're going to try to win every ball, try to pick little fights with us to get us off our edge. And it's going to help a lot, especially when we go to college, because we may play our rival team and then they're just going to be maybe 10 times more physical just because we're a rival school. So we're going to have to really work hard, you know, stay physical and just stay concentrated throughout the entire game.
Yeah. How do you stay mentally focused through something like that? Or is a team that you just don't like? How do you keep them from getting under your skin and just, you know, staying within yourselves?
Personally, I like the battles on the field. I think it makes me play better. But yeah, they're trying to get in your head. They're trying to get you off your game. But, I mean, you just got to not worry about them, worry about yourself, and continue doing what you need to do.
Listen to Nashville Soccer Insiders here on ESPN 94.9 Game 2. I'm Julian Council. He's Blake Wilson. He's Shaq Adams, two players for the Nashville's U23 team. And Shaq, you said, I mean, you guys are the number one rated team right now in PDL. What kind of pride do you guys have of that, right? I mean, seeing that you're so close to moving on to the playoffs and that in your first year with PDL franchise that you've had so much success.
Well, there's a saying, you're only as good as your last game. So right now what we're trying to do is become better every game that we move on to. We know we didn't do that well in the last game that we played in, so we got to keep focus on one game at a time going forward.
A cliche? You're going to give me a cliche? Come on. come on, seriously. You guys are the number one rated PDL team. You got to be kind of happy about that. You got to kind of feel like, hey, we're doing all right. Yeah, we dropped a result on Wednesday, but we're still better than a lot of teams out here.
Yeah, I mean, we've done pretty well so far, and we're definitely confident, but we got to make sure we don't get complacent, and we do have to get results out of these next couple games to make the playoffs. After coming off of that road trip, it's kind of mentally draining, definitely physically draining, so we need to get refocused and get after the good results. So
you guys obviously want to get to the playoffs. You're right there in that top three with Charlotte and Myrtle Beach. Do you feel, I don't know if there's really pressure, but do you feel like, you know, any kind of pressure, any like kind of sense of urgency that like we need to come out here and we need to put up a good result, not just a draw, but we need to come out here and win, and, you know, we need to play hard these next four games? Like, do you feel any pressure to do that, or are you just kind of out here taking one game at a time, doing things the way you've done it all season?
No, I don't think we feel any pressure. We all want to win, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to go out, and we're going to get 3 points this next game. And, yeah, I don't think we feel any pressure, though. We're a good team. We're a good team. We know it. So we're just going to go out, play our game, and hopefully get to 3 points.
Check.
Basically what Blake said, we're just going to take it one game at a time and just try to get these 3 points today, move on to the next, get the next 3 points, and try to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, I'll close out on this for you guys. I mean, of course, you've heard there's been guys like Brad Guzan and Graham Zuzi who played PDL, played in college, and then obviously have gone and played for the men's national team. And I mean, Guzan's sake, he's played in the English Premier League. Is there, when you hear those kind of names, does that give you the confidence and, you know, that you can one day potentially be like those guys?
Yeah, PDL is a great platform to advance to the next level for young players. And personally, I'm a little bit closer to that than Shaq is right now. It's my last season of college, so that's the goal for me right now, is to move on. And PDL is a great platform, and hearing that some of those guys have been where I have been right now definitely gives me confidence that I can make it too.
And I think after school, your plan would hope would you kind of like to be back here for the first USL season, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that would be awesome. After being here from the beginning with the PDL, I would love to continue to be in Nashville.
Yeah, and Shaq, for you, I mean, hear those names, what does that kind of say to you?
For me, I still, like Blake said, I have a longer time period than he does. So I'm just going to keep working as hard as I can so I can basically try to get as many options professional-wise so I can hopefully one day get a professional contract.
Awesome. Good stuff, guys. I mean, of course, best of luck moving forward. Best of luck tonight against Derby City Rovers at Nashville Soccer Stadium at 7 o'clock tonight. Blake Wilson, Shaq Adams, U23 players for Nashville FC. On the other side, we'll be joined by Hans Hobson, Executive Director of the Tennessee State Soccer Association, talk about the new partnership between Nashville FC and the TSSA. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Nashville Soccer Insiders. We are presented by Nissan and brought to you by the Nashville Soccer Club. Thanks again to Blake Wilson and Shaq Adams of Nashville Soccer Club's U23 team for coming in. Two guys who have worked hard this summer and to make Nashville SC's U23 team one of the top PDL teams in the country. And hopefully they'll work towards a postseason berth. And, of course, tonight at Nashville Soccer Complex, we'll be playing Derby City Rovers of Louisville at 7 o'clock. And I want to welcome in now, because we had on Tuesday, you had the announcement at Nashville Soccer Club announced that they would expand their partnership with the Tennessee State Soccer Association, a concerted effort to improve opportunities for all soccer players in the state. As we've seen, soccer is growing here in Nashville, in the mid-state, and Nashville SC is a huge part of that. So I want to welcome in now Hans Hobson, Executive Director of the Tennessee State Soccer Association. Hans, good morning.
Morning. How are you doing, Julian?
Doing well, doing well. Thank you so much for joining me. And I think for both of us, we can say we're all excited for this opportunity that's arisen in the last couple of days for Nashville SC and for a lot of youth players out there, and of course with the Tennessee State Soccer Association, to team up and to help grow the sport here in the mid-state.
Yes, I completely agree with you. I apologize. There's a little bit of noise. I'm here at the U.S. Youth Region 3 tournament in Greensboro, North Carolina, so there's some celebration going on here when goals are scored.
Oh, no, that's fine. Go ahead. Yeah, but go ahead. I mean, talk about your, just tell me about your excitement, you know, to be able to partner with such an organization like Nashville SC that already has sponsorships like Nissan and Under Armour going with them.
This is huge. This is huge for us. You know, the one USL professional team that we'll have here in Tennessee, they're going to help us out financially to make it affordable for kids that can't come to our elite programs. Right now across the nation, you know, soccer is changing, and you've got programs like the Developmental Academy that are coming in. And for the longest time, our state has serviced our elite players with a program called the Olympic Developmental Program. The hard part about that program, though, is it's expensive. To come to some of these sessions, it's been about $200 a pop. You go to region camp, and it's about $600. And kids were identified through this program to go to our national program. So we've kind of looked at it and said, this is getting too expensive. What can we do? And Nashville Soccer Club came along and helped out with this and said, look, we're willing to give you some funds to help with this. So we're excited about this and can't speak enough as to how much this is going to help our players in the future.
And you speak of that, Hans, about just the expensive part about playing for ODP. I mean, what were some of the other shortcomings that have gone on, and you know, since youth soccer up until this point, that now with the partnership is going to be eradicated and help a lot of players play?
For us specifically in Tennessee, you know, I mean, across the nation, of course, it's going to be cost, but across Tennessee, we're a long, skinny state. I mean, it's going to take us 13 hours to get from one end to the other. So one of the things that we've been focusing on is how do we bring the programs to people? So we're really working with universities. We're trying to work with programs like ETSU, UT Chattanooga, University of Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Memphis, and that coaching staff. And Nashville Soccer Club has developed a curriculum for us. And we're going to start off with a U12 program, and this is going to advance up as we go. But the focus this year is going to be on our U12s. And we're going to have a 38-week curriculum that they have put together for us. It's going to have a futsal component. So specifically in Tennessee, when the weather gets bad and it's raining or we've got snow out there, we're going to bring kids inside. We're going to play on some basketball courts. There'll be a futsal training component. We're working with Desmond Armstrong, former national team player, to develop that futsal component. He spent a lot of time over in Brazil playing professionally. So, you know, we're finally getting some key factors in place that we never had before. So we're super excited about the resources that we'll be able to use with Nashville Soccer Club. And, you know, again, them helping us out financially to bring this program to the communities where before they were having to jump in a car and drive to Nashville.
Right. You'll see Nashville Soccer Insiders here on ESPN 94.9 Game 2, presented by Nissan, brought to you by Nashville Soccer Club. Hans Hobson joining me, the executive director of the Tennessee State Soccer Association. Hans, what does it say about Nashville Soccer Club's, you know, commitment to the community to have a partnership like this?
It's huge. I mean, it's huge. I mean, not only do they want to partner with Nashville, but, you know, they're looking to make it statewide. And I think in a lot of other areas where you have professional clubs, they maybe reach out to a club, and it alienates other clubs. I mean, there's lots of loyalties to local clubs. So I think the approach that they're going with to partner with the state association, where we have a reach of, you know, our 113 clubs, our 50,000 members, we're partnering with everybody. That's what they're trying to do. And you look at a great example of what's going on in the Nashville community right now. You look at the Nashville Predators and what they have provided for our community. I've got kids that go to school in Nashville, and the library that is at their school, it's full of Predators books, you know, and so they're very involved in the community. And I think Nashville Soccer Club and the leadership with Court Jeske, as they have gone into this, they've looked at that and said, look, That's what we want to be like. We want to be a partner in the community, want people to know who we are. And so they're investing, you know, time and dollars into making sure that people know that they are a good steward of the community.
Yeah, and for the Preds, of course, they've done so many things like putting out ice rinks all over in the surrounding counties and suburbs. And you just saw, like, in 19 years the franchise has been around, and now it just kind of hit that crescendo, that breaking point where everyone was so excited about hockey. And I feel like for Nashville SC, having that kind of fervor that, you know, was what the Predators carrying over is going to allow soccer to grow even more here in the mid-state. Do you agree?
Totally agree. And I think we've got other pockets, even within Nashville, that you've got over in Antioch. There's huge Kurdish, Somalian, community, Hispanic communities out there. There's a little indoor facility out there called International, and it just grows leaps and bounds every year. I mean, I think he had something like 1,200 players playing indoor out there. So these are pockets in the community in Nashville that already love soccer. And so Nashville Soccer Club is like, look, what can we do to help some of those areas? So as we move forward, we're looking at some grants that will help come in. And there's a grant program in Georgia going on right now where they're refurbishing tennis courts in apartment communities that are not being used anymore. And they're refurbishing them to sport courts, and they're just like little futsal courts. So we're trying to do some things like that. And even in Knoxville, they're bringing some turf fields to inner city apartment communities. So Nashville Soccer Club and us, we're looking to say, what can we do in the community to bring soccer to some of those areas so it's easier for these kids that maybe can't afford or don't have the ability to come home from school and jump in a car? Mom and dad are still working. And how do we bring soccer to them and make it an easy resource? Because all you need is a ball. Ball and a little bit of area to play, and it should be easy.
Simple as that. Hans Hobson, Executive Director of the Tennessee State Soccer Association, joining us here on Nashville Soccer Insiders and ESPN 94.9 Game 2. And Hans, I talked to your colleague Derek Green the other day at the match on Wednesday, and he was talking about just how, I mean, his 20 years, how much he's seen the growth. But one of the cool things, we're talking about growth right now, already for this U23 team that Nashville SC has, there's 13 players from the state of Tennessee. I mean, that has to already say about the foundation of soccer that's already been laid down in the past, that's only being grown now.
Exactly. I mean, those 13 kids have all come through our Olympic developmental program. So when I look at that roster, I can say, wow, I've coached some of these kids. I've been around these kids. They're great kids. The one negative that we've had is, you know, these kids are looking for elite soccer. And many times as they grow and mature, they're having to leave our state for programs, for developmental academy programs that don't exist in Tennessee right now. So that's another part of this that, you know, now that we have a USL team, we've got an under-23 team, there could be an opportunity for these kids to say, well, hold on a second, maybe it's worth staying in the state. Maybe it's worth me training with the U23 team. So these opportunities didn't exist before. I mean, we've got several other semi-professional teams across the state now. There's one in Memphis. You've got a great team down in Chattanooga. You've got one in Knoxville, and you've got one in the Tri-City. So we're partnering with all these groups, and this is just going to make it so much easier for our better players to come back even in the summer from college and have a place to train. But it's something to aspire to. It's something to watch. We get better by watching and observing, you know, the best play. So, you know, all these different avenues across the state of Tennessee is just going to make us better.
Yeah, and Derek, one of the things I thought was really cool, Hans, one of the things that Derek said on Wednesday, sorry about that, that I thought was cool was the fact that, you know, there's kind of those rivalries between Memphis and Nashville. One thing I thought he said was really cool is the fact that this isn't just Nashville's professional soccer team, this is Tennessee's professional soccer team. And I think that talks about the unification that you guys are trying to build here by allowing so much access for players across the state to be able to go to all these certain places, but to have this one team in Nashville that everyone can get behind, everyone can root for professionally in the USL starting next season.
Yes, I completely agree with that. And even the program that we're trying to roll out at U12 as we grow this thing with the help of Nashville Soccer Club, you know, that is one of the things that they want to do. They want to make sure that they are promoting what they're doing as the, you know, that top professional team here in the state of Tennessee.
Hans, thank you so much. Awesome partnership between Nashville Soccer Club and the Tennessee State Soccer Association. Going to give access to youth soccer players out there to be able to play the great sport that we all love. Hans, out there in Greensboro, if you have a chance, go to Stamey's Barbecue. Really good stuff.
I'm on it. I heard about that, Julian. We'll most definitely do that. And thank you so much for letting me on here today. Love the show and all that you do for the sport of soccer.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Take care. On the other side, Charlie Stilitano, the chairman of Relevant Sports, which organizes the International Champions Cup, will tell you about this awesome thing that's coming on Saturday, July 29th. We'll be right back here on ESPN 94.9 Game 2.
You're listening to Nashville Soccer Insiders with Julian Council on ESPN 94.9 Game 2.
Welcome back to Nashville Soccer Insiders. We're presented by Nissan and brought to you by the Nashville Soccer Club. The International Champions Cup, presented by Heineken, is coming to Nissan Stadium on Saturday, July 29th. The fixture will be between the Premier League's Manchester City and Tottenham Hotspurs, two teams that are set for Champions League competition in 2017. Kickoff is set for 5 p.m. Central Time on ESPN2. You can get tickets at internationalchampionscup.com right now. Bring in Charlie Stilitano, chairman of Relevant Sports, which organizes the International Champions Cup. He's become universally known as America's ambassador to the sport, developing relationships with the biggest names in soccer and making it his mission to promote the game in the United States and beyond. Charlie began his career in international football back in 1992, serving as the venue executive director of Giant Stadium for the 1994 World Cup. He was named then as the first ever GM of the New York, New Jersey Metro Stars of Major League Soccer. After building the soccer business at CAA Sports, Charlie is brought in by real estate mogul and president of RSE Ventures, Stephen M. Ross, to form the International Champions Cup. Charlie, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. I really appreciate it greatly.
Yeah, and Charlie, let's start there. 1994, of course, the World Cup came to the United States, and FIFA's main goal at the World Cup is to spread the growth of football, or what we call soccer, here in the U.S. How have you seen the growth since the 1994 World Cup, where MLS began shortly thereafter here in the United States?
Well, you know, night and day, really. I would say night and day. It had changed so significantly since World Cup 94. You know, in those days, it was really ethnic people and that were or people that really wanted to see a big event. And, you know, people forget, we weren't sure, actually, I should say this, we were frightened to death that it would be a failure, the World Cup, those of us involved in it. Could you imagine having hosted a World Cup and then having half-empty stadia? Not the case at all. I mean, we still set a record for the – still record still exists for the most fans at an event, at a World Cup. So it was – it was great, but it was really limited in the number of people that would go see games. And I think it's fair to say mostly ethnic-based people. Youth soccer was really just on the rise around that time. And now it's a completely different world. You see MLS, it's thriving. You see Nashville there. I talked to Court Jeske the other day about, you know, how excited the city is. I see it when I went to Nashville. How excited they are about soccer. It's night and day. You can't even compare the two eras, if you will.
And, Charlie, how did the International Champions Cup come to fruition? How did it come to be a plan here in the U.S.?
Yeah, I think it's been a long process. You know, I always like to joke around, I'm pushing a boulder up the hill, but from 94 World Cup, then I took over the Metro Stars, and we used to have four international games. And really, it was funny because we'd bring a team in from Colombia or a team from Mexico, a team from Italy or England, and who would come to the stadium would be all Italian fans, Mexican fans, et cetera, you know, that would see their heroes play against our Metro Stars. But I did see the power of, you know, international soccer. And we really started in 2002 when we brought Real Madrid against Roma. And it sparked some excitement. Everyone thought that it would be a failure here. So we'd have about 10, 15,000 people, but Giant Stadium was packed. Great managers like Capello was the manager for Roma, Del Bosque for Real Madrid, great players, Zidane, Figo, Cafu, Totti, all these guys. So it was really, it was sort of the launch. And in 2003, we started this Champions World Series. And then we, as soccer grew, we moved over to a creative artist agency, and we started the World Football Challenge. And that was really the forerunner of what we have now. The big difference is that Mr. Ross and Matt Higgins have done an extraordinary job expanding it. They've done it really by committing to the sport and spending enormous sums of money to support it. You know, they take all the risk. We sell all the TV, all the sponsorship, all the tickets. And it's really risen to a new level. And, you know, the TV is global. The sponsorship is, multinational companies. And so it's really developed, you know, the soccer part of it sort of has been going for a while, but the commercial part really must give full credit to Steve Ross and Matt Higgins.
We're speaking to Charlie Stilettano, the chairman of Relevant Sports, which organizes the International Champions Cup, which will be coming here to Nashville on Saturday, July 29th, when Tottenham Hotspur and Manchester City face off at Nissan Stadium at 5 o'clock Central Time. Charlie, one of the great things about this competition is you get really great matchups internationally. You get an FC Barcelona versus Man United. You get the Manchester Derby with Man United, Man City. You get Tottenham Hotspur and AS Roma. It's just, that's what I think is the best part of getting all these great players here in the U.S. for a summer.
Yeah, it's the fun part. I mean, that's really the fun part because, you know, we don't have to adhere to things like a schedule that, you know, other countries might have, and you have weak teams playing again. Even the Champions League, you know, the big complaint about the Champions League over the past few years from a lot of fans are that we don't get to see the big teams play the big teams often enough. And the reality is here in the States, Nashville is no different. You know, look at your Predators. They've become an incredible sports town, and they've helped make it such. But, you know, people want to see the stars. And what we're able to do is put the stars together, put the rivals together, and we're able, if you will, we're able to create that special environment that only happens in Europe, you know, once, twice a year where these big teams play against each other. And we have, as you said, we can actually create these events and these big games.
Yeah, and Charlie, you mentioned Nashville Predators. It was just 2 weeks ago where they were playing the Stanley Cup Final. 60,000 people in downtown on Broadway. How significant is it for the city to host this event? And how significant is it for the teams to come here to a city like Nashville?
Well, I think, you know, the Predators show what kind of a sports town it is. And I was pulling for you guys, I have to say. Look, it is... You know, when I was there, we were launching this game, you saw everyone walking around with Predator shirts on, and you could just feel the excitement and the enthusiasm in the city. And that's really, really important for us because when we hit a new market, you don't necessarily have to have all soccer fans, but it's really important you have people that want to go and see the best sporting event that's in the area at the time. And, you know, you're bringing over two great teams here, two great managers, seen as two of the best young managers in the world in Pochettino and Guardiola. You know, you're seeing rivals. They ended up second and third in the Premier League, and both are going to try to shoot for first next year. You see, both are Champions League. And so, you know, when we looked at Nashville, we looked at a city that is young, excited about sports. Predators are the best example of that, and it really, really, you know, captured our imagination. It captures the team's imagination. Paul Dickoff was there last week, Manchester City legend. I'm still shaking off the hangover I had with him when we went to announce the games. Paul's he might be smaller than me, but he's a better drinker than I am.
Yeah, you got that Broadway flu, huh?
Yeah, I had the Broadway flu. But he was just there last week. He went down Broadway. You know, he was excited. He had hot chicken. He did all the things that not only, you know, typical, you know, let's say just a tourist wants to do, but the teams want to do this. These teams are excited to go to Nashville, and they're excited to leave their mark. They want to have an open training. They want to, you know, the teams are insisting upon it, that they want their players to get out in Nashville and meet people and see the city. And, you know, that all goes into when we pick a new city. And Nashville's, you know, is at the top of the list. We see the great enthusiasm for soccer in the city. It is a great city. It is a vibrant city. And we're going to hopefully benefit from that.
Yeah, and Charlie, I mean, of course, these guys are going to come down here, get some hot chicken. Hopefully they don't go too hot before they play the match. Because that will
yeah,
do some things to you.
I don't know if they're going to take it, the hot chicken. Yeah. I don't know if they can take it.
Maybe do a few days before or a day after, because you don't really want to go out there and play 90 minutes after having some hot chicken. But, no, there's some great places to go down here, you know, Grand Ole Opry, Ryman Auditorium right there on Broadway. But you were talking about how you want this to be an event not just for soccer fans but for the whole family. What is it that you guys are doing to get people out there who might not be predisposed to soccer?
Well, first of all, we're going to have open training the night before. where both teams will come out and everyone can come and see a very relaxed environment with the players and the fans. And quite often, the players will go over and sign autographs and make it really more of a community thing. The second thing you're going to see is that teams want to come in a couple days early. They want to do some camps and clinics. They want to do some things that will really they can really touch and feel the community. So, you know, we want the environment to be very fan-friendly, where the ticket prices are very reasonable. There's still some good tickets available, but it's limited, so I would get out there. But I think more than anything, these guys want to be part of the city, and you'll see the players around, you'll see the coaches around, you'll see them enjoying what a normal person would enjoy. They don't have the same concerns that they might when they're, you know, walking around London. This will be, for them, it'll be a lot of fun. And they all want to see the Grand Ole Opry and everything else. They want to see that. So I think it will be very common leading up to the game that you'll see these guys around town.
Yeah, no, I bet. They're going to have a great time down here. And, Charlie, I got to ask before we get out of here, do you expect Nashville to be an annual site for the ICC?
Yes, I do. I think that Nashville has the potential to be an annual site. We've had a number of cities that we've looked at. I think that they've shown great enthusiasm so far. The attendance, I think, will be outstanding. We've already surpassed what we thought we would have in the stadium. You know, this could be even a run-up. It could even be a sellout. We're pretty excited about it. And I think Nashville, if they continue to demonstrate that they are the city I think they are and have the support for soccer, I think without question we'll be here, you know, if not every year, every other year, we'll be there for sure.
Yeah, no pressure, Nashville. Just show up. So he is Charlie Stilettano, chairman of Relevant Sports. International Champions Cup presented by Heineken is coming here to Nissan Stadium Saturday, July 29th. Manchester City and Tottenham Hotspur, two top four teams out of the Premier League in England, will be here for a 5 o'clock kickoff. That will be also on ESPN2 on Saturday, July 29th at Nissan Stadium. And remember, you can get tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. Charlie, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, I can tell you right now, I cannot wait for the International Champions Cup on Saturday, July 29th, along with the Gold Cup on Saturday, July 8th, when the United States men's national team is here in Nashville, Tennessee at Nissan Stadium. But hey, that's all we have today on Nashville Soccer Insiders. Be sure to go out tonight at the Vanderbilt Soccer Complex, Nashville SC versus Derby City Rovers, 7 o'clock tonight. Your second to last chance this season to go see your U23 team play at home. Go out there. So the National Soccer Insiders presented by Nissan and brought to you by the National Soccer Club here on ESPN 94.9 Game 2. We'll talk to you next week.